In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are back at it as we come your way from Orlando. Baseball's winter meetings that do roll on. Day number one just about wrapped up. There's still some people walking around. There's some evening functions that are going on. We're kind of like right in the main pathway, so anybody who wants to go anywhere pretty much has to walk by us, so you never really know who you're going to see walking by. This is what we've got this hour. We're going to hear a little bit from Hein Bloom in just a moment or so. Then we'll take some time and respond to some of your text and some of your video comments that have come in, and then later in the hour we'll hear from Oliver Marmol. So a lot of audio that you're not going to be able to hear anywhere else because no other radio station in St. Louis has anybody covering the baseball winter meetings. We will bring that to you. So let's go ahead and start with Hein Bloom and some of the things that he said. And the way this works with Hein, and it was the same way with former president of baseball operations John Mozeliak, is that they meet with the media on an every night basis up in their suite. And most teams do some version of this, but not every team does. I was talking with somebody today, for example, who said the Atlanta Braves did a Zoom session, I believe, last night with their president of baseball operations, and then that's it. Unless a move is made, they're not going to talk to him again. So really appreciate the Cardinals and their access and the fact that Haim is continuing what Mo had done before him, and that's just being able to sit down and have a good baseball conversation on an every night basis as the baseball winter meetings roll on. So one of the things that Haim talked about today was when it comes to starting pitching and having starting pitching depth. And last season, the Cardinals did not have a starting pitcher miss a start, which is unheard of. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Most of us are likely to never see that happen again in our lives. That is how rare it is for a team to go through the season and not have a player miss time due to injury from the starting rotation. Now, the one thing the Cardinals did have going for them in that is they didn't have a whole lot of hard throwers in the rotation. And the numbers are pretty clear that you are more at risk of being injured if you throw hard than if you don't throw hard. So while you still give the Cardinals all the credit in the world for nursing a team through a year where starting pitching never got injured, they were buoyed by the fact that they didn't have a whole lot of hard throwers in it, so that probably helped out just a bit. So all that being said, as they attempt to continue to move forward in the same way of having a very healthy starting rotation, but while they also want to add more velocity to the rotation, how do those things end up working out together?
Hopefully it's not just a straight correlation, right? Hopefully there are things we can do in terms of identifying guys who are built to last, and when we develop our own pitchers, building them in a way that allows them to withstand some of the forces that they create in doing those things. But there's no question, you know, the physics of it are real. Like, some of the things that go into bringing that kind of stuff to the party that can beat hitters in the zone and get hitters out, you are playing with fire a little bit. You know, I'm not telling you anything that isn't identifiable just when you look at it. our job as an organization, as a team, whether that's our folks on the skill side wearing baseball pants or folks on the medical and performance side, is to work together to try to bend that curve as much as possible so that we can still get to that top end stuff, but get to it in a way that keeps guys healthy.
All right, so there's been a lot of talk for the Cardinals, obviously, about the players who could get traded. And there seems to be a lot of smoke connected to Brendan Donovan, JoJo Romero, and I think Wilson Contreras. Beyond that, there's other Nolan Gorman could get moved, Lars Nootbaar could get moved. There's a bunch of other guys that could get moved, but clearly at some point some trades are going to happen. As we go through this time period where these guys do remain Cardinals, Heim talked a little bit about the communication that he has with players in the offseason. Both players might get moved and also players who might be sticking around.
Definitely the last part would definitely answer their questions. I want our guys to know, and I think I've expressed this to pretty much every one of them I talked to, like, they can pick up the phone and call me whenever. When it's in season, they can walk up to me and ask me whatever. I think open communication is almost always a positive, so I try to encourage as much of it as possible. I'm aware that when you sit in this seat and your phone number pops up on a player's phone in the offseason, their heart may skip a beat when they see that call. So, but nonetheless, like, I think it is important at times just to check in with these guys. When I do that, I always start the conversation by telling them, hey, I'm just calling to check in.
So one player that pretty much every Cardinals fan is excited about is J.J. Weatherholt, and rightfully so. He is somebody who jumps out as being someone who can really be a special player and be a big-time player moving forward. A lot of folks are looking at him as being almost handed a job on the opening day roster to start 2026, but for Heim Bloom, that is certainly not the case.
I would say we're really excited to see him come into camp and continue showing us what he can do. Yeah. And for me, it's mainly just that as we go through the winter and as we come into spring, like, I don't want to put any limits on what he can do. Surely there are things you could look at and say he could continue to improve here or there. That's going to be the case, and we'll obviously continue to talk about those things, keep an eye on what he shows us during the spring. I'm not talking about results or his stat line, just, you know, everything that goes into it. And certainly wouldn't put any limitations on him, whether as it relates to opening day or thereafter, but that's all in the future for him. You know, I don't think it makes sense, and frankly, I don't think it's really fair to anybody else just to hand JJ anything. And I think he knows that. I don't think he would expect anything different.
So JJ's got to earn everything, and look, I think he probably will. I think what we saw from him in spring last year, then going into the regular season and the year he put together, I don't think he has to be a guy that just has the best numbers of any player in spring. But if he has a respectable spring, I think we can all assume that he's going to be on the big league roster to start the year and be an everyday guy. But if he really, really struggles in spring, is there a scenario where he finds himself at Memphis to start the season? I don't think that's overly probable, but I do think it is possible as well. All right, we mentioned all the players that could get moved. And we saw Sonny Gray get traded early on in this process, and something that Gray was very happy about in that whole deal was the fact that it happened early enough that he was able, because there's a lot of logistical type things that go along with all of a sudden you're playing for a new team. So Bloom was asked about that, just about the idea of trying to get deals done sooner than later, if nothing else, to help out the players as people.
I think with most guys, and I don't want to put words in Nolan's mouth, but I think this would be the same with him. If there's going to be a change in the scenery, the sooner it happens, the easier it is. And I'm guessing that's what you're alluding to with Sonny.
Yeah, what you talked about.
Just on a practical level, right. Your family, just preparing, really getting your arms around a new workplace, new organization. So I don't think that'd be different for most players. I don't think there's a point in time, just knowing what I know about how last spring played out, I don't think there's a point in time where Nolan would be closed off to a change. But, you know, I think any of us in that circumstance would rather know what's going to be sooner rather than later.
And then the final thing from him, and this might not be what everybody wants to hear because everybody wants to see moves that get made. While Bloom did not have any update on those moves being made, he said he's going to continue to work late and going to continue to talk with people throughout the course of the meetings.
And you said how the day has gone. It's not over. You know, we work late in this event, so you never know. Like in this environment, obviously the phone's ringing mostly around the clock. I think I'm a little smarter. I like to think that when I, earlier in my career, where at some point you're like, what are we doing? Let's just go to bed.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
We're all still going to be in this hotel tomorrow.
That's right.
But that being said, you know, the day is not ended, but that's not a teaser for anything. Like there isn't any news at this point.
So that is Heim Bloom, part of what he had to say today. Again, he met with the media inside of his suite. We did get a message asking whether or not any media people are able to walk into the meetings and ask questions, or if you have to, as Deadly refers to, be a preferred vendor. You do have to get approved for a press credential. You have to be part of a legitimate media outlet, and they're not everybody does get approved for a credential. And then there are some individual things, like for the Oliver Marmol thing today, anybody who has a credential was able to walk in there and ask questions of him. For the get-togethers with Heim Bloom and his suite, that is generally held to just members of the local media. So the people who are who cover the Cardinals and are here covering the Cardinals and Cardinals-related things, they are the ones who get in there. But there is a credentialing process, and I know not everybody does get their credentials approved, but everybody, for the most part, who is from a legitimate media outlet and also does the job in a respectable kind of way, I think they're going to be here, and there certainly is a lot of media here, and it's good to be able to be here talking with folks. All right, we'll go through some more comments and questions in our next segment, and then we'll hear from Oliver Marmol more towards the bottom of the hour. We'll continue on. We're back with more in just a moment, live from baseball's winter meetings. This is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back at it on KMOX, it is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. We are taking you until 8 o'clock this evening, and we will be with you throughout the duration of baseball's winter meetings, doing Rush Hour Sports Live 5 to 6, and then Sports Open Line from 6 to 8. So make sure to be with us. Plus, I'm popping on Chris and Amy and Glover and Gas House Gang all over the place. So we're doing that every single day. So if you want baseball winter meetings coverage, you've got it right here on KMOX. Now, it would be nice if we actually had something real to talk about. We don't. No moves have been made for the Cardinals. Really nothing of significance happening in Major League Baseball. Aaron sends in a message, says the Cardinals should have had the possibility of three moves today, but they just sat on their hands, all talk, no action. And then went on to say earlier, less talk, more action from Heim. Look, I guess my question to you, Aaron, if we were having a back-and-forth conversation, why would it matter if a deal got done on the first day of the winter meetings as compared to the second day of the winter meetings or the third day of the winter meetings or the final week of December or the first month of January or first week of January or the first week of February? Like, as long as these things happen this off season, it doesn't really matter on the timing of it. So I don't... That's where I'm a little bit confused by your message and your, like, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but I sense at the least a lot of frustration, at the most a fair amount of anger that this hasn't happened. Well, you want Heim Bloom to go out there and make a bad deal just so you can see a deal get made? Like, the market's not moving. Now, if there were trades going right, left all over the place and the Cardinals were not doing anything, I think at that point it's okay to have the conversation about are they missing out on some opportunities here. But we're not seeing the market move like that. So no, I'm not going to sit here and tell Heim Bloom that he needs to go out and just make moves to make moves. I'm going to sit here and trust a guy that has, I think, a solid track record, and I think that track record is going to build during his time with the Cardinals. I'm going to trust him to make the right move. And oh yeah, by the way, that Sonny Gray move, that was done really early on in this offseason. Very early on. If he was somebody who didn't want to make moves, he could have sat for a while and just seeing how the market developed beyond that. But he got it to a point where he was comfortable with the return, so he did it. So that's where I'm at. I understand wanting to see moves because we make so much of the baseball winter meetings, and maybe that's us in the media making something. Because I said it earlier, like Heim said today, that he really hasn't had any conversations face to face with other teams. He's had conversations with other teams, but it's not going to a suite or anything like that. So far what he's done in terms of other teams, well, what he's done, you could probably do sitting in St. Louis. And that doesn't mean get rid of the winter meetings, because the winter meetings have much more significance to the industry beyond just presidents of baseball operations talking about potential trades. All the various aspects of the baseball business are certainly represented here, and all that is going on. So, yeah, if you're really frustrated that a move was not made on the first day of the winter meetings, I would just tell you, slow your roll a little bit. It's going to be okay. Steve sends in a text message, says, could you give a description of how general managers talk to each other? Is it a large room with multiple tables? Do they walk around and talk to each other? Do they make appointments with each other during sessions, or is it just after hours conversations? Yeah, really, these guys stay in their suites for the most part. And when there are conversations to be had, they will send, teams will send representatives to other team suites, and they'll go through that. But no, it's nothing that sitting there is, it's not as formal as you would describe it to be. It's informal, and there's other things that are going on. Like I said, I think Hyman mentioned that there was some sort of affiliate event that he was going to go to tonight. I know Major League Baseball puts on dinners and events and things on a nightly basis, so there's always stuff. So it's not like they never leave their suite, but for the most part, they're in their suite, and it's the whole team of people that are up there, and they are talking through things and going through that. One of the things that we talked about this during Rush Hour Sports, but we can revisit it here for a moment. So when Bloom was introduced officially as the president of baseball operations, he was asked, is there any chance that you would just release a Nolan Arenado? And at that point, it was Bloom said, no, that is not a possibility. That's not something they're going to do. One of the national baseball people went on social media and it indicated that that was a possibility. Not quite sure why that individual made the decision to say that, but they did. So the question was asked again. It was almost asked in a kind of joking, tongue-in-cheek manner today. Do you still stand by this? And Bloom did. But we got a text message from the 636 that said the Cardinals should consider a buyout of Arenado, which would allow him to negotiate to his next team, pay him and his contract and his dues minus his expected salary for the next 2 years. Sal said that. Well, first off, you don't know what the expected salary is going to be. Like, that's just, this is not like an Anthony Rendon situation where he's going to buy out his contract. And all that's happening there with the Rendon situation, if it does go down, the only thing that's going to happen when they buy out that contract is they're going to spread some money out over years instead of him being owed right away, as they're going to find a way to just create a little bit of extra room for themselves. So, no, letting go of Arenado, buying out a contract, doing anything like that, that's not something that's going to be on the table for this team for sure. And they're going to get the deal done. They'll get a deal done at some point in time, right? It's going to happen. That one, I think, is going to be a little bit later. Is there a possibility that it doesn't get done? I mean, I guess do we just want to take the audio from the winter meetings last year and play it again when it comes to Nolan Arenado? Because I was very convinced that he was going to get moved last offseason and ended up not happening. And we know about the Houston situation and how he was so close to being moved to Houston before he turned down that deal. So I guess we always leave open the possibility that an Arenado could be back, but I don't think that behooves anybody at this point. If you're an Arenado, You want to go somewhere where you're going to have the opportunity to win at a higher level than what the Cardinals are likely to win at this year. And if you're the Cardinals, you want to be able to take a look at some other guys and put somebody else, a younger guy, in position. You know, give Nolan Gorman an honest run at third base, assuming Gorman's still on the team. If Gorman is not on the team, then you've got some other things and some other options you're going to do. So, it makes all the sense in the world, as much as so many people love Nolan Arenado, and rightfully so, because he's been a really good Cardinal. He's been a really good big leaguer. There's very few guys that I have enjoyed watching baseball, play baseball, as much as I've watched Arenado. It's been a treat. His time with the Cardinals has come to a point where it's time to move on. We were probably at this point last year. He did not have an especially good year this past year, and now we'll see where he ends up. I think he gets moved. I just think it's going to take a little while, because the rest of the third base market is likely going to have to play out a little bit before you're going to get the opportunity to get a team that's going to be really, really interested in Arenado. And even once you get to that point, you're going to have to pick up a whole bunch of salary to be able to make that happen. All right, we will take a break, and when we return, we're going to hear from Oliver Marmol. So we heard from Heim Bloom earlier in the show. Up next, we will hear from Oliver Marmol. His thoughts on this offseason, his thoughts on where the Cardinals go from here, that's all going to be coming up in just a moment. Don't forget the Jack Buck Awards. Live coverage begins after the 8 o'clock news. Don't go anywhere. This is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
You that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back at the Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. We continue to give your way from Orlando, Florida, and baseball's winter meetings. Time to listen in to some of what Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol had to say. He met with the media earlier today here in Orlando, and something that he has talked about a lot is the expectations that he will have for a club. And it doesn't really, he talked about last year as players are being traded away, as the roster changes, and even as
you and me and most other people can look at the roster and say, maybe this thing isn't ready to go and not ready to win at a high level. For Ali, it's very clear that he is going to continue to have high expectations for his team, even with the roster moves that might present him with a roster that's hard to win with at a high level.
He's been clear about that, and he stated it well when he said we're not conceding anything in the immediate, but we will make decisions that impact the future more so than just right now. And I love the mentality, because you can't lower the standard. If anything, that's something that has to be really on point of continuing to keep a very high standard. But having the right people in the room, not only staff, but players that want to wake up and contribute to that standard and that culture every single day. So I think Himes communicated it extremely well, that there's a sense of urgency to all of this. And the better we are at our jobs, the quicker we turn this thing around.
And he got into that a little bit more, kind of talked about that push-pull of wanting to win and desiring to win and having the expectations of winning while having a roster that might not be quite ready to win.
It is a good balance, and the one thing you can't do is get frustrated with progress as you're trying to get to where you show up every day and you know you're going to win. And there's a progression to that. Our staff have all been in player dev and understand what that looks like and are passionate about that. So, there's an urgency to win, and there's a standard that we'll keep. But at the same time, you can't get frustrated if you're not getting the immediate results that you're looking for out of certain young guys. You got to stay head down and make sure that they feel supported. They understand what this looks like as well. So there is a balance to that.
Part of getting to that point of competing at a high level once again is players being a better version of themselves. And that is something that I think the organization has struggled with, maximizing talent of their own players coming up. And he feels like as the organization has gone through a change, that they are doing a much better job of being able to help players, again, become that best version of themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that you look at the different process that has been put into the minor league system and adding some manpower there, adding manpower at the big league level as well. So there's things that go with that. It doesn't change a ton other than there's a lot more conversations based on a lot of moving parts and what does it look like in each one of those scenarios. So, but again, he's done a really nice job of not only communicating with me, but with our staff and our players so that there's clarity all the way throughout.
As we start to look at the roster and start to look at what this team might look like as we get into spring, there are still a whole lot of question marks, and some of them, really the positions of where somebody's going to play is very dependent upon what ends up happening in terms of these trades.
They still have to happen, right? So there's a lot of, to your point, moving parts, and how this all plays out will dictate a lot of that. I think the most important thing you can do during this time is communicate clearly and over-communicate and with the staff, but also with the players. And Himes has done a nice job of reaching out to certain guys and making sure that there's clarity to that, and they understand what we're trying to do and what some of the possibilities are. As a staff, you prepare for all of it. So as we get closer and we start to kind of really understand what it looks like, it'll help.
And there's the human side of things as well. When you think about players who are on the trading block, and Ali spoke a little bit about how you handle those players whose names are out there in the rumor mill.
They want to make sure that they're communicated with and they're cared for. I mean, just like anybody else, take this industry aside, like that's what you want. You want to make sure that people are... You've done life with them for several years, and they want to make sure they're cared for and that they're communicated with, and that's the easy thing to do. So even in talking to Donnie yesterday, man, his head's in a really good spot. He's preparing extremely well. He feels good about where he's at, and he's handling, I mean, there's a ton of noise around. Is he going to be with us? Is he going somewhere else? He's handling that really well. He's a pro about it. Those conversations have gone really well.
We've already seen the Cardinals trade away Sonny Gray. Miles Michaelis is not with the team anymore after his contract expired at the end of last season. There's been talk about eventually adding a veteran starting pitcher. Marmol gave his thoughts on whether or not it would be good to bring in somebody a little bit older to go with what is a pretty young group.
A couple different ways to look at that. Himes been clear about wanting to add another one and who that is and what that looks like, and kind of the resume that comes with that is an unknown at the moment. But what you try to do in the immediate is have conversations with the Liberators and the McGreevies and allow them to take that next step in their careers, not asking them to do more than they need to, but what it looks like to look to more than just outside of yourself and make sure that others around you are getting better. And both of those guys have the capacity to do that. So you just continue to kind of build those type of qualities and challenge guys in that direction.
Speaking of pitching, there were a few guys last year that certainly took steps forward and started to show the organization what they could do and all of that. One of those guys who really stepped forward in a big way was Matt Svensson, and Ollie was very impressed with what he was able to do in his first season.
First word that comes to mind is just confidence. This is a kid, like, he truly believes in his stuff. He's coachable, but he's also very confident in what he's bringing to the table. He's put into some situations that were challenging, and he never wavered. Like, he took the ball, the game didn't speed up on him, and it was impressive to be able to do that first time up at the big league level. So a lot of it is just his overall demeanor of closing games in the past and being able to take the ball in high leverage and still deliver. Yeah.
All right, let's jump to the position player side of things, and there's probably no player that I get asked questions about more often than anybody other than J.J. Weatherholt. And he is somebody who's going to come in with every opportunity in the world to win a starting spot and win a spot on the opening day roster. And Marmol pretty much echoed what a lot of people are saying, just the level of excitement that he has for J.J. Weatherholt.
I'll go back to our first real look at him in spring, and it was extremely impressive. Obviously, the skill set's there, the bat's there, what he does on the field, but the way he carries himself and his mentality, his preparation, his ability to take criticism, kind of implement the things you talk about into practice and then into a game is pretty high, especially for his age. But he was able to, there's like a quiet confidence to him that's impressive, and he was able to slow the game down. For being up there for the first time and wanting to impress, he was able to slow the game down extremely well. So those are the things that stand out to me, even more so than his skill set. But you combine that with his skill set, and it's easy to get excited.
In the outfield, we'll see what it ends up looking like. It doesn't really feel like anything is guaranteed. You would think Alec Burleson would play out there a lot if Wilson Contreras is still around, but if Wilson Contreras isn't around, well, at that point you might see Burleson play more at first. Doesn't feel like anything's guaranteed for Jordan Walker. If Lars Nootbaar is on the team and healthy, you would assume that he would have an everyday job, but there's just a lot up in the air. And we didn't even mention the center field spot with Victor Scott II, who played really, really high-level defense this past season, but offensively left a lot to be desired. All that being said, Marmol says he wants Scott to feel like that center field job is his.
I do want him coming in with that mentality. Absolutely, man. This is a guy that has, can't remember who I was talking to this morning. It might have been AJ Brzezinski, but look, there's a, you look at his year offensively, and it left you wanting more, but there was a ton of growth in Victor and understanding what it takes to have success at the big league level, what preparation truly looks like, how pitchers are game planning specifically for you and what you need to do to be able to combat that. So when you look at his year, yeah, the numbers aren't what you want him to be, but you look at the growth in his preparation and where this is headed, and it's one of the guys I'm most excited to see this upcoming year.
There's been a lot of talk about Jordan Walker and the things he's doing this offseason, working on flexibility, trying to do things with his swing over a drive line, and then just having a bit of an attitude where he's able to take the criticism and work to get better. And that's something that Ollie spent some time talking about as well, and he's really liked hearing what he's heard so far this offseason from a Jordan Walker.
The conversations with him, if I were to put it in a nutshell, I think there's a level of maturity with Walker that is positive, where you're able to have a little bit more direct criticism and the way he's receiving that and then being able to verbalize his side of what he's comfortable with, not comfortable with, and the adjustments needed are different than a year ago. And that's heavily needed when you're trying to make the adjustments that we're trying to make. So he's been really good about communicating with me, communicating with Brownie and Casey as well. But I would say there's a different level of maturity in how he's preparing and communicating.
Assuming Nolan Arenado gets traded, you would think, and we were having this exact same conversation last year, But assuming he gets traded, we would assume again that Nolan Gorman is going to be over at third base. But there does continue to be a handful of moving parts in this whole thing that could impact where Gorman plays on the infield. And Ollie said that Gorman needs to be ready to be able to play multiple positions.
We've been in this position. I mean, if you think of last year with Nolan and the conversations around moving him, there was that conversation of, hey, Gorman, be ready to do a combination of things, whether that's play second, play third, and that's no different. There's a lot of moving parts, and you have to prepare yourself to be able to do any and all of it. And he fits into that bucket where part of his preparation this offseason is ability to do that.
And then a final thing from Ali, gave a couple injury updates. Let's start with Ivan Herrera.
Yeah, doing plyos. He'll start actually throwing here in a few weeks. He's done a really nice job. So we've built a curriculum for him, and I give a lot of credit to our staff in GoGo, our catch coordinator, Pogi, Surf, Pierpont, Dusty. I mean, those guys all came together to put a really detailed curriculum together to give him the best chance to go into this spring training with a lot of confidence when it comes to game calling and the why behind everything he does behind the plate. So he's working at it. He is passionate about it. He's bought in, and he'll have the best opportunity to show what he's got back there.
And then somebody who we had mentioned previously in Lars Nootbaar, who it's still a process for him as he continues to try to get ready for the season, a season he might not quite be ready for.
Out of the boot, and kind of, it'll be a long process, but yeah, he's doing well, recovering well.
That is Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol speaking with the media earlier today. We will take a break. We will come back and we'll wrap up this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. We are broadcasting from Orlando in baseball's winter meetings. Back with more in just a moment here on KMOX.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We are starting to wrap things up on this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We are at baseball's winter meetings in Orlando. Certainly a fun show today. We appreciate everybody we've been able to talk to. And Not only are we collecting interviews that run on this show, but we are also collecting interviews that are going to run on the Countdown to Opening Day show both this Thursday, and we'll also hold some stuff over for some future shows as well. But Mike Claiborne will be with me on Thursday night for our first edition of the Countdown to Opening Day show, and we are certainly looking forward to being able to bring that to you every Thursday night, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, right here on KMOX. Some of the things that are going to be taking place tomorrow here at the winter meetings, tomorrow will be the World Baseball Classic Media Day, which is going to be an opportunity for general managers and managers for the various WBC teams to meet with the media. We'll see who we can talk to. A few years ago when they did this, we got the chance to talk with Mark DeRosa, who the former Cardinal manages the United States team. Also, Albert Pujols, he is set to manage the team from the Dominican Republic. He is going to be part of this as well. So we'll see who we're able to talk to. But that's going to be fun. And again, it's a WBC year, which does change things. I'll be interested to see also in spring training what maybe the Cardinals do differently, if there is anything to do differently. Probably have to wait and see who's going to be participating in the WBC. 3 years ago, the Cardinals had a ton of guys in the World Baseball Classic, and they felt like that ended up impacting the way they started out the season. They won't have as many players this year, although they will have some, both for the U.S. team, you would think, and also some other countries as well. So we'll just have to wait and see how that's going to play out. Also, the MLB draft lottery, it's going to be held coming up tomorrow as well. That's notable for the Cardinals, who have a 2.35% chance of having the number one selection in the draft. 2.35, so not a great possibility, but we'll see if what happened last year could happen again this year, where they end up with a real high-level pick. So that's going to be coming up tomorrow as well. The Rule 5 draft is going to be coming up on Wednesday, and Chaim Bloom's going to talk with us after the Rule 5 draft on Wednesday, so we're looking forward to that. But there's a lot of things that are going to be taking place over the next couple days. What we'd like to have take place is actual moves and actual something to be able to talk about. So far, that has not happened. We just have to wait and see if that's going to end up playing out at some point over the next few days. If it doesn't, like we've talked about a lot, just because it doesn't does not necessarily mean that it was not a productive and fruitful winter meetings. It just means that none of these deals that have been talked about got all the way across the finish line, and we'll have to wait for days or weeks to come before something ends up happening. But as mentioned, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. But just because we are done does not mean you need to go anywhere, because we have something really, really special coming up. It is the annual Jack Buck Awards. They are taking place tonight. So many individuals are being honored, including the voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney. So you are not going to want to go anywhere. Our coverage of the Jack Buck Awards set to begin after the 8 o'clock news right here on KMOX.
That 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.